This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to thank everyone for being here today. I've stepped in last minute. Mrs. Lee is sick. I feel very honored to have the opportunity to start off today. I've watched these young ladies every single game this season, and they're an amazing group of girls. Could we please welcome the 2010 Middle School Girls Class 3A State Champions? The team sitting before you today has been on a tremendous ride. They've experienced the ups and downs of playing basketball, and more importantly, the ups and downs of coming together as a team. Things are not always easy, and the accomplishments of being back-to-back state champions is definitely not easy. Mrs. Lee has chosen a passage from a book by Dr. Keith Bell that I would like to read. This passage was also shared at a board meeting by Coach Palmer, and she found it to be inspirational. Winning. Remember one thing, winning isn't normal. That doesn't mean there is anything wrong with winning. It isn't the norm. It is highly unusual. Every race has only one winner. No matter how many people are entered, only one person or team wins each event. Winning is unusual, so it requires unusual action. In order to win, you must do extraordinary things. You can't just be one of the crowd. The crowd doesn't win. You have to be willing to stand out and act differently. Your actions need to reflect unusual values and priorities. You have to value success more than others do. You have to want it more. Remember, wanting more is a decision you make and act upon. You have to make your values a top priority. You can't train like everyone else. You can't be like everyone else. You have to train more and be willing to be different. You can't talk like everyone else. You can't think like everyone else. You can't be too willing to join the crowd, to do what's expected, to act in a social manner, to do what's in. You must be constantly willing to stand out in the crowd and consistently take exceptional action. If you want to win and be part of a winning team, you need to accept the risks and perhaps the loneliness, because winning isn't normal. To the eighth grade state champion team, thank you for not thinking like everyone else and willing to stand out in a crowd. Thank you for taking the risk and working hard to be different. The Litchfield School District and the community are proud of you and the accomplishments you've made. Thank you for letting us be a part of the memories you've made. As everyone knows, there has to be a driving force behind a team. There is someone to keep the team moving ahead. At this moment, please welcome Coach Chris Bauer.
Before we get started, we have the audio of the last 3 minutes of the game, the state championship game at this time. So if you just listen, you can listen to the last 3 minutes of the state championship game.
Too tall. Starting to develop. Here come the Farmers and Justice. Oh, Thurman into the passing lane, pokes it away, loose on the floor, picked up by the Panther Cubs, and stepping. That time, Thurman just snuck in from the backside, no one saw him. Inside of 3 minutes. 10-point Litchfield lead, Panther Cubs in a very good spot with the basketball, up 10. Here's Matthew. Tate bounced it once, picked it up, now she needs some help. Sharp goes to the basketball and is ran down and fouled. That time, Alex Camp with the personal, and Scarf will be to the free throw line for the one opponent. And Grafana Central, with 2:42 left, down by 10, could be 11 or 12 after these tosses. You're going to have to start getting aggressive and shooting those passing lanes and take the risk that you might commit some fouls. Sharp's foul shot is good. Riley has 17 tonight. Set the state scoring record in the tournament last year as a seventh grader. Hasn't scored as much this year, but she hasn't had to. Second toss, around, and down. 18 for Riley. The lead is a dozen. 2:40 for the state championship game here from Monticello Middle School. A beautiful facility. Capacity, 1,700. Not quite that many people here tonight, but I tell you what, a very nice crowd on hand here this evening. lot of people from Farmington made the trip. A good section of Litchfield people have made the trip as well, supporting the Panther Cubs in their quest for back-to-back state crowns. Personal foul whistled on Thurman. That was in Joseph's to the free throw line. Hannah Joseph. Now with a dozen. She had a nice looking shot with Hannah Joseph. Been good from the foul line tonight. Toss up. Toss around and out. Boy, the broadcaster jinx. That works anywhere and everywhere. Never fails. 2 minutes, 25 seconds for the ball game. An 11-point Litchfield lead. Here comes Thurman. Left elbow. People hold and face on the block to start. Riley left hand missed it. Rebound pulled out of there by the Farmers at camp. And we got a blocking foul coming on Thurman. Jasmine might have hit her head off the floor. Yeah, she appears to be all right. Fourth personal on Jasmine Thurman. How about the job of Allie Smith? She's played the entire second half with four personal fouls. Very well done. Now Thurman has four as well. Just 2 minutes to play. Wazoki fires and hit. Big shot for Bree Wazoki. Her first bucket. Got the big one. Single digit. Tipped away. Out of bounds. It belongs to Litchfield. A buck 57 for the state championship game. Litchfield beat Pleasant Plains for the title last year. They lead Farmington Central by 9 this year with a buck 50 left. Here's Sharp. They'll take their time now. They're going to force Farmington Central to come out. Step crossover. What a crossover layup. Missed it. Rebound to Matthews. Follow. Missed it. And the rebound to Joseph for the Farm. Boy, Stephens. She's got a wicked crossover. Up. Yes. Bucket good. For Rutland. He's got 5 now. It's 41-34. Stolen. And it's out of bounds. Belonging to Litchfield. And Chris Bauer wants a timeout. 87 seconds left in the 8th grade 3A championship game. Litchfield 41, Farmington Central 34. We're back to Monticello Middle School following these messages.
This WSMI Sports Special brought to you in part by Energy Tech in Litchfield, Maverick Steaks and Spirits in Litchfield, Andy Scharf, attorney at law in Litchfield, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, and by Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield. Best of luck to the Litchfield Panther Cubs.
Litchfield Championship Basketball is brought to you in part by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Carlinville, Raymond, Farmersville, Chatham, and Rochester. The Shine Shop in Litchfield, auto cleanup with a difference. Litchfield National Bank, downtown, Northside, and in Walmart. Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by Baker Custom Homes and Buildings.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Back inside a raucous middle school here in Monticello. Litchfield has the basketball up 7, 80 seconds to play in the title tilt. Stephens into the front court. Off it goes to Smith. Back into the hands of Thurman now. Jasmine on the attack. Forces it up. Blocked out of there by Joseph. Picked up by Bazoki. Here comes Farmington Central. And to Joseph. Layup. Missed it. Rebound loose. Last touch by the Farmers. It belongs to the Panther Cubs with just 63 seconds left. Boy, a bucket there, and that would have made it very interesting. Now the Panther Cubs got to get it in. They do so to Peyton Matthews. Back into the hands of Tessa Stephens. Tessa into the front court, down the sideline. Now she pulls it back in between the circle to Smith now. 50 seconds for the game. Farmington Central is going to have to foul her. Litchfield is just running out. Stephens pulls it back out. They're up by 7. They can just work the clock. I don't know what the Farmers are doing. Maybe trying for a steal. Thurman, bounce feed to Matthews. Counting the foul. Peyton Matthews, her first field goal, and what a time for it. Litchfield, 20 seconds off the clock, and they made their move. A beautiful look from Thurman to Matthews for the and-one opportunity. Beautiful ball work that time from the Panther Cup. They ran the clock, got an open layup, and took advantage. Peyton Matthews for the three-point play. Toss, missed it. Rebound belongs to the Farmers. And Doug French, he's got a new 5 at the table. He's going to get all his girls in that he can. Litchfield's going to win it, folks. 34 seconds left. It's 43-34. The Farmers of Farmington Central have pulled their starters. and Chris Bauer will do the same. Abby Frerichs into the contest. Lexi Law into the contest. Tatum Wharton back into the contest. Riley Sharp will stay on the floor for one more rejection. Down to the block it goes. It is up off the mark from Britton Edward. 23 seconds left, and we've got a whistling foul coming on the Panthers sub. Kayla Law also into the contest for Litchfield. So Kayla Law on the floor with Lexi Law, Tatum Wharton, Abby Frerichs, and Riley Sharp. Fitting that Riley Sharp will stay on the floor. Free throw for Whiteside is good. Miranda Whiteside has herself into the scoring book in the state championship game. Just 22 seconds left. Litchfield is going to go back to back. Whiteside toss up. It is around and down. She got the kind roll. What a great atmosphere here tonight for this 8th grade championship game. Big gymnasium for a middle school capacity, about 1,700. I bet we're half full here tonight. It's been a very good crowd for this title tilt. A 7-point lead for the Panther Cubs. Just 19 seconds left. This is going to do it. Sharp off it goes to Frerichs. Abby on the attack leaves it for Lexi. Lexi Law now back in the hands of Riley inside of 10 seconds. Riley wants to attack. Leaves it for Wharton. Kate will pull it back out. Kayla will fire. And this, that's it. The Litchfield Panther Cubs have done it. Back-to-back state championship. They defeated Pleasant Plains last year. And tonight, they defeat the Farmington Central Farmers 43-36. The Litchfield Panther Cubs, your 8th grade 3A state champions, as the student section, they don't rush the floor, but they have vacated their bleacher section, and they are standing in the corner of the gymnasium, and they are awaiting their Panther Cubs victorious tonight.
Wow. I forgot how exciting that game was. Seems like only yesterday. At this time, I'd like to just start off by saying thank you to the parents for all their time and support they have given the program throughout the past couple years. We really appreciate it, and thank you. Now to the girls. And I've said this many times to a lot of people that this is a tremendous team. They're not only a great team, they're great students, and the most important thing, they're great kids. And I think that's the most important thing. And winning has really humbled this team. After winning back-to-back state championships, I think they're more humble now than they did before they even started on their first quest. Now, and let me tell you, it's a pleasure to have coached a team like this. Success has made this team work even harder. You know, they won last year and they came into this season, you know, and played a lot of games and everything else, but eager to learn and put in the hard work it takes in order to be successful. Our goal every season is to win a state championship. But we knew this season would probably would be extremely tough because we weren't going to sneak up on anyone this year, and every team knew who we were, and they're going to give us their A game. And that puts a tremendous amount of pressure on these young ladies. Every night in, night out, playing all these teams, if they beat us, they beat the state champions. Okay, and that's a lot of pressure. These girls handle it with a lot of class. Let's see here. And I told the girls daily when coming into practice, we're not defending our state championship. We're winning another state championship. Don't get caught up defending. Win another one. And they came to practice each and every day with that in mind, willing to learn and put in the hard work it takes to be champions. You know, Coach Allen and I both put a lot of information out there for the girls to absorb. A lot of plays, a lot of offense, a lot of defense schemes, but I think it's paid off. And these girls just, you know, at times I think their heads were spinning. They had so much stuff in their minds. But I'm extremely proud of these young ladies. This year they won a state championship. Obviously, we beat a very talented Farmington team. To let you know about Farmington, Farmington's only lost 2 games in 2 years, both to Litchfield. You know, that's a very, very good basketball team in Farmington. Now to some of the stats, team stats. As a 7th and 8th grade record, they compiled a win 53 games and only losing once. And that loss was to Christ the King, who is also a back-to-back state champion. They were first place in the Panther Cup Classic for 2 years in a row, conference champs for 2 years in a row, regional champs 2 years in a row, sectional champs for 2 years in a row, and obviously back-to-back champions. We scored on average 47.2 points per game. The stat that I'm most impressed with is we only gave up 19.5 points per game. Defense wins championships, and their defense pulled through. Now to the players. I'd just like to talk a little bit about the young ladies behind me, and then I'll give them a chance to speak. I know they're anxiously awaiting their opportunity at the mic, so start thinking about what you're saying. First off, Abby Ferguson and Lexi Law. We brought up two seventh graders this year to just help add to our team. These girls, they came in, you know, they had to learn a lot of offense, a lot of defense schemes. We do a little bit different seventh and eighth grade, and they did a nice job for us. They really, you know, so, you know, Lexi and Abby did a nice job. Now to Kayla Law. Kayla was a very hard worker, good defender, and one of the smartest basketball players that I've had. I could always count on Kayla to work hard and to help the team any way that she could. She always looked for ways to help the team in any way that she could. So, you know, really proud of Kayla and what she's contributed to the team. Now to Tatum Wharton. Tatum has come a very long way this year. Tatum played a very big, very big minutes when we needed her. I really put her in a lot of situations, in very hard situations, and she really pulled through. I knew I can count on Tatum to play really hard defense and run all over the floor. And I usually put Tatum on one of their best players because Tatum is extremely athletic, and she really pulled through and really helped us achieve our goal. Now for Peyton Matthews. Peyton was one of the most consistent players we had this year. Each game I knew what I was getting with Peyton. Great defense, great ball handling, and great passing. And you know, I know Coach Allen and I both said this, when Peyton did score, like you heard on the audio, it always seemed to be at the time when we needed it the most. She knew exactly when to score when we needed it. Like in close games, she always pulled through. So I knew I could always count on Peyton. Now for Jasmine. Where to begin? Jasmine is by far one of the most talented girls that I've ever coached. I remember this one play in Nokomis, and Nokomis really knows their basketball. The pass was over her head. She caught the ball, went underneath the basket, and leaned back with one hand and put it in. And that's an incredible play by a very talented young lady. And look at the stands. Nokomis fans, their jaws were hitting the ground. They could not believe what they just saw. And Jazz usually, you know, she did this, you know, quite a few times. And she was a tremendous talent. And also, Jazz always played her best game against the best competition, you know, which I knew. I knew going in against the best competition, Jazz was going to be there. Against the, you know, lesser competition, I always worried about Jazz, you know, because we didn't really need her, okay? But the big game, she would show up. And Allie Smith is one of the hardest workers that we have, okay? Allie could do it all, you know, and her confidence has come a long way. If that meant guarding the best player, Allie would. You know, Allie would do anything that I wanted her to do. And a lot of times, I would put Allie on the best offensive player of the other team. And obviously, you heard on the game, she got four fouls in the first half of a state championship game. What a tremendous amount of pressure on this young lady. Okay, I know she was, you know, really upset about that, but, you know, she played the rest of the game without fouling out, which is a tremendous accomplishment. And this young lady, the sky's the limit. She's going to be a tremendous talent in high school. I know Coach Allen's excited about having her. Now, Tessa Steffens. Tessa is one of the best point guards I've ever coached. On the floor, she has really developed into a tremendous player with her speed, passing ability, defense, and scoring ability. It makes her a tough player for any team to match. When Tessa wants to play defense, watch out. You know, she's going to shut you down. And her speed, you know, it's hard to deal with her speed. And I know she's really developed. She's really coming on into her own. And Coach Allen's really expecting big things from her. Now for Riley Scharf, one of the quietest, nicest girls you would ever know. But on the floor, Riley's the real deal. Riley's a very, very talented basketball player. She can dribble, shoot, and pass with the best of them. And every game, Riley could count on at least two defenders on her. You know, they would grab her, hold her, do whatever it takes to try to stop Riley from scoring. But she still scored, I think in 2 years, she scored over 1,000 points. You know, in a middle school basketball career, that's tremendous. And Riley does hold a number of state records, as well as our team at the state level, scoring records and everything else. So we're extremely proud of Riley. With that being said, I would just like to end this by telling the girls how much I've enjoyed coaching them and being around them. You know, I know I will miss them tremendously. They will be a great addition to a high school Lady Panthers next year. So at this time, I want to turn this over to the Lady Panthers to see if they would like to share any of their great memories that they have throughout the past 2 years. And Jazz is backing up already. So we're going to start right over here with Allie Smith. So Allie, come on, Allie. So does anybody would like to say anything? Riley, come on. Tatum.
Okay. All right. Well, first I would like to say thank you for all you guys coming out here, and I'm glad that we won another state championship. So, yeah.
Anybody else?
That kind of tells you about this team. They're very, very humble. You can't tell they won back-to-back state champions and championships. You really can't. You walk through, I mean, I remember this year, all throughout the game, they see the other eighth grade team walk in the gym. We're like, man, you see how big that girl is? You see how big that girl is? I was like, you girls are state champions. What are you guys so worried about? They're so humble. They're a very humble group, and it's a pleasure to be a part of this group. And that's what made them so good, you know. They're never satisfied. I mean, they're not. After we won this year, walk in the locker room, they're all like, hey, yeah, okay, let's move on. You know, they're just very, very humble. So I'm very privileged to have coached this team and be a part of this team. So you're eighth grade, back-to-back state champions.
As a teacher, I just want to back up what Mr. Bauer said. You girls are incredible. Our school is lucky to have young ladies like you as role models and students. So thank you for all you've given to us. Also, a special thanks to Coach Bauer and Coach Allen for all their dedication to the LMS basketball program. Thank you to the parents and fans who've supported the team and will continue to support these girls in the future. To the girls, best of luck on your future. Mrs. Lee would also like to send a special thanks to Tess Scharf for helping take care of ordering the wonderful state banners that are displayed behind us. So a hand for those. It's a great way to honor the teams and individuals on their accomplishments. Again, thank you to everyone for attending, and let's once again congratulate the 2010 3A 8th grade girls basketball back-to-back state champions.